Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Ken Towards Autonomous Zone, recorded on Friday, August 23rd, 2024, and part of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. I finally realized there was an accident earlier when I was talking earlier in this year, but I don't think I've ever put the episode into the beginning of this. And guess what? That was like the worst thing. That was like the thing I've stressed the most about. I can sit here and look at the date on a calendar, on my, you know, on my screen, whatever. I know I'm not going to get Friday, August 23rd, right? But whether it was 277 or 278, and I had both of those open in WordPress because I was copying and pasting from it. It was like, ugh. So I don't know what this is. I think it's 278, but who cares? Anyway, it's Dog Days of Podcasting, so that's good. Today, I figured this is going to be a relatively short one. Probably tomorrow we should have Miss Grace, my granddaughter, will probably join us because she's spending the night with us tonight. And so either later tonight, which I'd put up tomorrow, or tomorrow morning, which I won't want to get up for, but she's seven, so she has the energy of like a medium sun, you know. She's like, bing, I'm up. But we will have a conversation with that young lady tomorrow, or next podcast. Maybe technically today, but I just won't tell you. It'll be okay. Yeah, today's doesn't suck, but as it's been a thing for a while, but it's not the world ending thing or anything. It sucks for me, but we're not going to Dragon Con this year. I started going to Dragon Con in 96. Missed a couple of years in there, but since 2002. I have not missed a Dragon Con. Part of that time I lived in Atlanta. It wasn't too hard. A bunch of that time I did not live in Atlanta, but I was with Charlotte and it was super fun. And obviously with all the Dog Days people, it's been super fun. And please, yeah, I mean, I'm not throwing myself in the floor or anything, but it's not anything to do with anybody but my fucking back. Charlotte and I have been talking about it, and I could get there because, believe it or not, sitting in a car and driving, I can do that forever. My back does not hurt when I'm sitting. My back does not hurt when I'm in the pool. I do a lot of my physical therapy in the pool, and it doesn't hurt at all. My legs are okay. My legs are fine. They're still kicking along. And, but actually walking, like once I got to the Hilton and got out and started having to walk through. And then part of what I'm worried about, and Charlotte has made the good point as well, it's like there's just so many people, and there's not everyone is super aware. And it's only going to take one or two falls for me to be potentially in pretty bad shape. Because I'm trying to keep things, everything good. I actually am going to, I don't think I said, told this, not secret, but I don't think I mentioned it, going to a back surgeon for the first time on Monday. Now, he's not going to be doing anything on Monday. He's going to be figuring out what he wants to chop out of me, what pins and splints and all that crap he wants to put into me. But I've gone for as long as possible. Very good back doctor. I really, really like him, but he specializes in non-surgical procedures. So I've had several nerve ablations. I've had like steroid shots that went way down deep into the underside of my spinal cord and stuff. We've done like as much as we could, but I went to see him earlier this month, and he's like, and I just asked him, I'm like, it's not getting better. It's not because of him. I just think it's getting worse, and he can't keep up with it because I just had another nerve ablation. And actually, in some aspects, some stuff is better, but now I'm starting to have hip problems too. And it's just, it's a big mess. He's like, I'm going to send you to our back surgeons. He's like, we have a group of them over in Ballantyne, which is an area right outside of Charlotte. And he's like, I would let any one of them work on my back. Now, I'm scared to death of back surgery because for every person that I know that has said, oh yeah, I had back surgery and it was great, and I'm super bad now or super better now. Seems like I know two. This is all anecdata, you know. But I seem to have met two or three people who are like, yeah, I've had five back surgeries at this point, and it's a little teeny bit better than it was at the beginning, or it's worse, you know. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to hear that. So I've been deliberately trying to put back surgery off as long as possible, mainly from the standpoint of doctors get better over time. And having back surgery this year, late or next year or whatever, is probably going to be better than having back surgery last year. So I'm just trying to put everything off and hope that that works out. But yeah, I got to go see the surgeon. Sorry. I was just trying to figure out if somebody was outside the house because the dogs, as you probably can hear, are barking again. So yeah, that's so on Monday, that Monday before Dragon Con, I'm going to the back surgeon for the first time and find out what he thinks. And I probably get to have more MRIs and all sorts of fun stuff like that. And then who knows? So we'll see. But yeah, I figured that's probably it sucks. I love Charlotte. I love Dragon Con and Charlotte, you know. I've been every year since 2002, but I did miss a few years from my 96 starting. But since Charlotte and I started going, she has not missed a year. I think she started in either 2010 or 2011. Not sure which one. So I feel for her because hold on just a second. I gotta please stop. I have a particular friend that when he messages on Apple Messenger or iMessenger or whatever it is, he like writes one line and then hits enter and one line and hits enter and one line and hits enter. And so once he starts talking to me, it's like ding, 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 ding for the next 5 minutes. And I didn't think to turn that off before I started this. But anyway, I feel bad for Charlotte because we considered for like 2 weeks. We were thinking pretty hard about going down. How far am I? Good. Going down, getting me into the room, and then just mainly me kind of just staying there for a big hunk of the convention. I mean, we're in the Hilton, so we got Dragon Con TV. So I could have just kind of sat in the room and bring some solo games and just play games with myself. And not that I wouldn't be able to go downstairs at all, but it's hard. Like, especially if we got put, you know, at like the back end of a corridor or something. So we had to walk a pretty good ways in the Hilton to get up to the front, to get up to the hotel would not have been, or not the hotel, the elevator, would not have been fun. And then you go down, and it's not like we don't know a whole ton of people in the Hilton, including the whole bunch of the people that work at the Hilton. But it would not have been fun. And it would have been stressful for me. It'd have been stressful for Charlotte. We've got some minor health problems with some of our animals at this point. And we'd have to, you know, somebody's going to have to deal with those while we were gone. So we just kind of made the call. We're like, yeah, we're going to do our best to keep everything as hopefully not a problem. I mean, we've already paid for you know, at least the part of our room, and we've already paid for Dragon Con tickets. I really wish I could get my badge so I wouldn't have the people that have seen me at Dragon Con know I have, like I said, I've got a badge from 96. I think I skipped 97 and 98, 99, 2000. skipped 2001 and then haven't missed anything since 2002, including COVID 2020, because everybody who bought a badge, they sent you a badge. So I still have that. And I put them all together on one big thing. Because if you're walking around Dragon Hunt, you got to have your badge on, or they, you know, won't let you in the area. So the place that where I have my badge, I have 22 or whatever it is, other badges. So I'm going to miss a badge, which sucks, but it is what it is. I gotta work on my back. I gotta let the surgeons do whatever the surgeons are going to do and do all the physical therapy. And hopefully by next year, I'll be a whole lot better. And even if I'm just like I was, like, I'm worse than last year. The people that saw me last year, I'm worse. So even if I'm back to where I was last year, which hopefully I'm going to be much better than that, you know, I'll be able to enjoy Dragon Con and have fun. So that's my story for today. It's super fun. And then, like I said, hopefully the next episode should include Her Majesty Grace, who will come in and explain to you how she's teaching me how to play Minecraft. By the way, I've been playing Minecraft since 2011. But she probably does know more about it than me at this point, because she's one of those children that watches Minecraft videos all the time. So she's like, well, this is how you make obsidian, Pop-Pop. I'm like, what? I'm like, I just kind of go around and kill things and big blocky houses. She's like, no, it'll be better if we do it this way. So pretty funny. So she may talk to us a little about Minecraft or something else. So anyway, I appreciate it. Thanks for all the stuff that I've heard recently. I also have some responses to various things that I will probably do. Probably not tomorrow, just because I'll be talking to Gracie probably on Sunday. But I'm in for the win for the rest of the time. And in fact, I'll be at home all the way through the end of the month. So I'll be cranking stuff out. So love everybody. I'm enjoying Dog Days this year. And we'll talk to you soon. See you. Bye.